there is an expression for those who learn Daf Yomi that Ba Shabbos Ba Menucha, that when a new Daf Yomi cycle starts, everyone gets all excited, everyone starts learning Daf Yomi, and Brachos is really exciting, and then comes Masecha Shabbos, and people start to peter out sometimes with the Daf Yomi. I don't yet know what the trend is with Mishnah Yomi, because it's only recent that there's been a big push to learn Mishnah Yomi, to learn Mishnayos, but I would imagine Ba Peya, Ba Demai, Ba Kalayim, Ba Menucha as well. So I thought it would be a good opportunity today to talk about the value of Limud Mishnayos in Halacha, from Halacha and Hashkafa perspective, mostly Halacha, about the obligation that one has to learn Mishnayos. I don't think we've ever discussed it before. It came up recently in the Daf Yomi, so I thought it would be a good opportunity to talk about it. I'll explain how it came up recently in the Daf Yomi in a moment. The Gemara in the beginning of Perek Chelek in Masech Sanhedrin on Daf Sadi Tesson Bey says that someone who's not Mashkiach al Mishnah is Bechal Kidvar Hashem Baza, that he's been Mevaza the Dvar Hashem when he doesn't pay proper attention to Mishnayos. The Maharal in many places puts a lot of emphasis on Limud Mishnayos, more than you would probably expect. The Maharal has a big problem with the way a lot of people go through learning and the whole system that we have in general, and he writes that Limud Mishnayos people don't pay attention to at all. They're not choshesh for what the Gemara says in Perek Chelek, Ki Hazvar Hashem Baza, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Kol Mishena Mashkiach al Mishnah, and he says, Vehein Maisa Dorazeh. He says, you want to know what the Gemara was talking about? Look at this generation. She'ein Echon Mashkiach al Mishnah. No one's listening, no one pays attention to Mishnayos. But Amro, and why don't they learn Mishnayos? Ki lo yikore Chacham, Rak al Yidei Talmud. No one's going to call me Talmud Chacham if I learn Mishnayos. Oh, if I could say a nice Lamda Shashir, then people are going to call me a Talmud Chacham. If there could be Pilpul and Masa and Matan, that's where people call me a Talmud Chacham. That's Ki Dvar Hashem Baza. Because the Dvar Hashem, says the Maral, are the actual rules, the actual mitzvos HaTorah, the halachos of the Torah. That is the Dvar Hashem. The rest of it is very beautiful. It's, as Rav Shachtov often says, the icing on the cake. It makes it very nice and very beautiful. But that's not the core. The core is to know the dinim, to know what the halachos are. And that is Limud HaMishnah. And he says, a person who's looking this Chakim, and he doesn't want to know the mitzvos Hashem, that's why it's called a Kidvar Hashem Baza, that it's that he's rejecting the Dvar Hashem. In addition to that, on the side of those who make a strong push to learn Mishnayos, the Magid Meisharim, the Malach that the Beis Yosef learned with, so the Magid Meisharim, he also talks about in a number of places how great it is to learn Mishnayos, and he says that when one knows Kol Shisha Sidre Mishnah, Yiftuchu Lefan of Tzinoros Chachmas HaEmes, then the Chachmas HaEmes, all the pathways of Chachmas HaEmes will be open to him through the learning of Mishnayos. So through Mishnayos you find the Chachmas HaEmes. Elsewhere in the Magid Meisharim he says our Kodesh Baruch Hu will not remove his chesed from someone who learns Mishnayos, that learning Mishnayos has this special kind of a skula to it. In addition to that, the Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer Toras Habayis writes that the Svarim HaKadoshim go to great lengths to emphasize the value of learning Mishnayos, because they are the yisod of Torah Shebal Peh. And he says that Asher ben Yaakov is the one that's memuna lemaila for Limud Mishnayos, and anyone who's a baki in Mishnayos, he's not going to let him fall into Gehenim, he's not going to let him go down to Gehenim. In addition to that, in the Keser Rosh, he writes that Limud and Chazara of Mishnayos is a skula for Hasmada, and to be able to learn Limud Apshat. This is not one of those magical schools. This is a school that makes a lot of sense. Why is it a school for Asmada? You could pick up a Mishnah here and there, a couple of minutes here, a couple of minutes there. The best school for Asmada is to be able to utilize all of your time. That sometimes people say, I only have 10 minutes. What can I do in 10 minutes? I can't even listen to a 10-minute halacha shiur in 10 minutes. Like, there's nothing you can do in 10 minutes. So, but you learn, you get used to being able to learn Mishnayos. So you get used to filling your time with Limud HaTorah. So that's certainly a school for Asmada, and it's a school to be able to understand Shot in the Gemara, for sure, because the whole Gemara is based on Mishnayos, and it's quoting one Mishnah out of context, another Mishnah out of context. When you appreciate the whole context and you appreciate the whole klalim of a Masechta, of Maseches Damai and Maseches Klayim, so when it quotes one Mishnah out of context, you'll understand it much, much better. And finally, in terms of the value of Limud HaMishnayos, the Chavos Das writes in his Tzava'a, it's printed in, I believe it's printed in a few places, but I think it's printed in the standard editions of the Maisa Nisim Haggadah, of the Nesivus' Haggadah. So it has his tzava, and he says that that a person who learns a lot of Mishnayos is a skula to defeat the Yetzer Hara for kavod. It's the same idea, that you're not going to get any kavod for it. So that's why it's a skula to defeat the Yetzer Hara for kavod, because a person is very often, when you learn, people learn l'shem kavod. That's not a terrible kind of shalol lishma. That's what the Gemara says in Pesachim, that l'olam yaskodim tar mitzvah fi shalol lishma, shemitol shalol lishma bal lishma. Tosus points out that it's a stira, because elsewhere in Tainus and other places, the Gemara says that it's a sam hamoves to learn shalol lishma. So Tosus says that there are two types of shalol lishma. The good kind of shalol lishma is when a person learns l'shem kavod. That will be bal lishma. But the even better than lo lishma is to actually learn lishma. So when one doesn't learn l'shem kavod, so la halacha, this makes it onto the page in Shulchan Aruch, because the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us, and the Brice in Kiddushin is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that liyolim yishali shodim shnosav shlish b'mikra shlish b'mishnah shlish b'talmud, that a person is supposed to split his time in Talmud Torah into three parts, Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, Chayav Adam L'Shalish Limudo, Shulchan Aruch in Yardeyas in Reshman Vav. A person has to split his time into three sections, Shlish B'Torah Shebichsav, which is Tanakh, Shlish B'Mishnah, which is the Torah Shebal Peh, and Shlish B'Talmud, which is the back and forth and being deriving the halachos using the Midos Shatoran addresses Ben. But, says Shulchan Aruch, that's only B'Tchilas Limudo Shalad. Them. That's only when a person first starts learning. But once a person becomes a little bit more established in learning, so then you shouldn't divide the time evenly. Then a person should only be itim uzumanim, should read Torah Shebichsav and Mishnayos. But most of one's energy should be on Talmud Bavli, because that on learning Talmud, because that's what takes most of a person's energy. That's what takes the most time to be able to master. But the assumption, and then the Rama says, and yesh omrim, that Talmud Bavli incorporates everything. That's the famous sheet of Rabbi Natan, that when you learn Talmud Bavli, it's Balul B'Mikra, Balul B'Mishnah, Balul B'Talmud. The way the Talmud Bavli is set up is you can learn all the Mishnayos anyway. So a lot of the Achronim point out, yeah, that's true, but that's only if you're looking at it from the perspective of, am I spending some time each day on Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud? So if you learn Talmud Bavli, chances are, yes. You learn a couple of Dapim, Talmud Bavli every day, probably you're spending some time on Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud each and every day. But if a person is interested in actually knowing the Torah, knowing Kala Torah Kula, it's not the most effective way to know Mishnayos. Meaning when you learn, when you're holding in a Masechta, it's like learning a new language, right? Meaning if you're learning Bava Basra right now, so you're speaking the language of Bava Basra. You may have seen some of these Gemaras quoted here and there in other Masechtas that you learned, but you didn't yet speak Bava Basra language until you learned the Masechta. If a person's not holding in the Limud, if it's not a Limud that you're doing on a consistent basis, you're not going to learn the language of the Limud. So yeah, you may get a Mishnah here and a Mishnah there from these different places, but you're not going to really understand how that Masechta works. You're not going to know the Klalim of Maseches Tamai. You're not going to know the Klalim of Maseches Klayim. So you need to learn these things kisei there in order to be able to pick up in the language. Mashal Ma'at Avadom, Rav Asher Weiss told me once that when he has a tshuva on a topic, and he has the same topic in his Svarim on Shas, much more authoritative are his Svarim on Shas than his tshuvas. He says, because tshuva, I don't get to determine what I'm learning. It's whatever people ask me. So I'm not holding in that sugya. So I'm writing up the best I can based on it. But when I was writing my Svarim on Shas, I was learning those. That's where I was. That was my center of gravity. That's where my focus was. So a person has to have at some point that each Masechta should be a point of focus for the person. If you just have it a little bit here, a little bit there, it's not going to work out as well. Now the Gemara, why did I mention this came up in Daf Yomi? Because Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud tells us that Dara Shmuel, when it says Liyotze Leva Ein Shalom, that someone's Yotze Leva Ein Shalom is not going to experience Shalom. That's someone who's Pirish Min HaTalmud and goes to learn Mishnah. That if he leaves Talmud and goes to Mishnah, is not going to have Shalom. So the Aruch Lener explains in Maseches Nida, the Aruch Lener explains that line of Gemara. What does it mean Pirish Min HaTalmud to go learn Mishnah? Why is that that he's Ein Shalom? That he's not going to have Shalom because that's a Bittul Torah. He says based on what many Achronim write, that there's not only Bit of Chaim Vlashan and others, that there's not only Bittul Torah Bekamus, but there's Bittul Torah Be'echus. And if a person is capable of learning more intensely and he goes for an easier kind of limud at a time where his mind is sharp and he could be able to focus on a higher level limud, so that's also called Bittul Torah. But of course, that works with the assumption. assumption that a person already knows the Mishnayos, that a person has such a limud. But if a person doesn't have the foundations, so then he's building all the Talmud that he's learning is building on a weak foundation. So it's a davar pashut that, you know, there's a reason the Mishnah says ben chamish l'mikra ben esrei l'mishnah ben chamesh esrei l'talmud. Not only because the mind matures as a person gets older, but also because that's how you build in learning. Even if a person only starts learning when he's, I don't know, when the shana bet, right? So whatever it is, whatever age you may be when you start learning, those are the foundations. That's how the foundations are built. So Liman Mishnayis is in fact a very chashuva thing, and it doesn't take that long. And what you also find, and I'll just close with this, is that very often when a person begins to utilize a couple of minutes here and a couple of minutes there for Talmud Torah, time that maybe would have been spent doing other things, it has a spillover effect to how he spends all of his time. It has a spillover effect to what happens when he has a half hour, what happens when he has a day off, and because once a person starts to define himself as a learner and he becomes that kind of person that fills his time with limud, so then it's going to affect all of his limud HaTorah, hopefully, and allow him to achieve becoming a great Talmud Chacham. Okay.